is doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Welcome, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it is Sunday, June something. Let me see here, June 1st. My, time flies by, doesn't it? We're in the summertime, and I guess we're approaching the longest day of the year. I believe it's the summer solstice, June 21st. So the long, warm days are finally upon us, and welcome to the program. We have a very busy program, folks. I sent out an email asking how many of you have received the summons to produce books and records to disprove you're in contempt of a corporate court or to disclose the location of your personal freeholdings or for any other number of reasons. And I also asked, how did you respond to such an offer? Think back, when you saw the envelope and the return address that it was from a court, did it ruin your day? Did it trigger butterflies and a quick trip to the restroom? More than likely it did. For most people it probably would. Or is it possible that you had the confidence and faith to be able to treat it like just another commercial offer? Because ideally that would be the way we would digest such an event. Well, as I promised, tonight we have a very ambitious broadcast. It's my intention to apply many of the commercial and tax remedies we've been discussing the last few weeks to real-world situations, beginning with the situation of receiving a summons and complaint or a petition in the mail or having it served upon you by some pushy process server. I'm hoping that we'll be able to discuss and integrate the ZYAOID and 1099A methods and various administrative procedures that we'll be covering tonight in brief, but certainly at the Law Merchant Retreat on June 12th in much more detail. And that would include procedures such as BIC Turbo, and BIC Turbo 9, and BIC Turbo 8.3. No one knows what that is because it was just completed. BIC for Dummies, and a bunch of other procedures that we can integrate into the BIC process, such as confession of sureties, rescinding signatures, receiving the consent of the other party, which, by the way, is a most important process. It's probably the primary reason that you don't see thousands of arrests of people using 1099 OID procedures is because it's being done with notary process and consent to the procedures, procedures that we never even dreamt about 10 years ago. And we'll also be discussing abatement tonight, which is another way a summons might be handled in the first event. So we have a very busy show, and I hope very much that it will be entertaining and new material for first of you. It's mandatory listening for anyone who's attending the retreat. This will give you a heads up and really help you prepare to a much higher degree to receive all that information. So when we come back from the break, I'll have a couple of brief announcements, and we'll be getting right into this material. So it's going to be a BIC Fest tonight. And commercial remedies applied in the real world that, unfortunately, many of you exist in literally every day of your lives at this point. Don't go away, folks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster.
Made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next
bread. Hey, start of the show. My blood is churning, and I'm happy to move right on to the procedures we'll be discussing in about 2 minutes. First, I just want to pick up what we were discussing about the retreat because we're at crunch time. And I'd like to mention that all of those proposed attendees who have been confirmed, you must complete the confirmation process no later than this Wednesday's mail, snail mail. Because Thursday morning is June 5th. That's just a week before the conference, and we of necessity must begin reassigning those seats that are canceled or where the confirmation process has not been completed, because each one of those seats must go to someone who's in need of that position. We take that those attendances very, very seriously. And if you haven't completed the confirmation and there's a hitch of any sort, just send an email to the next retreat, all one word, the next retreat at hush.com. And Laura will tend to that, make note of that, and we'll make sure that you don't get reassigned. Let's see what else about the retreat. I mentioned a couple of times in emails there's a real room shortage, and unfortunately, folks, we don't have the luxury of distributing the hotel information to those who have not completed the confirmation process. And the reason is because each time we hold one of these, there are a number of rooms that are given away to poachers, to people who come there to try and poach the technology without learning how to use it, believe it or not. And so that blocks out rooms from people who need them. We've actually made arrangements at 5 different places, but we must secure that and keep it secure, keep that information secure until you're fully confirmed. Also, we're adding a very special session. I thought about this most seriously, and I think it's time to hold this particular session. This is going to be sort of a sneak preview. Like when I was a journalist, we would get these movie premieres in advance. You'd get a couple of press passes to attend the premiere a week or so in advance prior to general release. That's what this is going to be like. And at that point, I'm going to demonstrate a wide array of sovereign procedures which are coming down the pike. Now, we won't be distributing that material, but we will be using it for educational purposes to bring many of you up to speed on where things are heading in the years 2008 and 2009. Some big things are coming as the United States comes to grip with the growing glory of the office of man. So I urge the attendees, please study hard in preparation. I don't want you wasting a moment of your time or a dollar of your hard-earned resources. This is a serious conference with an intense curriculum, and you really need to be prepared. If you have an urgent situation, or you'd like to cut years off the learning curve, or you have another reason for wanting to attend, then don't wait, folks. This is it. This is down to the wire. And the email address, once again, is thenextretreat@hush.com. Those attendees who wish to share a room can sign in. First, enter www.hushmail.com into your browser, and then sign in or log in at roomsharing@hush.com. That would be the email address you would enter at Hushmail. roomsharing@hush.com, and the password is let me in. And you can use that site to exchange emails, or it's sort of like a posting board, or leave draft emails, and perhaps you can find someone to share the room expense. That's been successful in the past. Usually anyone who wants to share has been able to find someone. Let me repeat what I try to remember at each program. Given the seriousness of the material that we cover, it's critical that you understand that you would be a fool to take the information we discuss and attempt to apply it in the outside world. This program is for the love of learning. It's meant to be entertaining. It's radio. It's not meant to be a treatise in how to do a particular procedure. And I really urge you with seriousness to exert some caution so you don't get yourself into trouble. Does that sound like a good idea? One other caution as well. Apparently, there are still some Shylocks out there who are hawking indemnity bonds for thousands of dollars. And I urge you folks to please be careful about how you spend your money, and also to be dubious about the preposterous notion that you can relieve your burden of responsibility to conduct your own affairs by transferring it to a third party you never met before. Folks, it won't work. Scripture tells you that if you're lazy, you will be suffering satanic consequences, so please don't. Just one other thing. I've been getting a number of these lawmen emails, and as you know, there are a number of pretty foolish emails circulating, especially by one attorney in particular. And as a courtesy, I won't repeat the name, but there are a few Patriot attorneys out there, and they're well known to you, and I'm sure, and one attorney in particular has been circulating emails, and it just confirms to you, I'm sure, the level to which attorneys are trained to act as the first line of defense, the first spear in the Roman army, and the propaganda arm for the United States Federal Corporation. And you know that when they make statements vehemently opposed to the idea that a straw man exists, actually expecting you to believe that the United States Federal Corporation can deal with you directly, and that your name and uppercase letters in every will and power of attorney and every contract, and even on their own letterhead, when they write their own name, appears in uppercase letters by accident. By the way, that reminds me, later on in the program, I'll ask my producer to remind me to get out a reference about capitalization from ancient law, and you'll see how satanic it is that capitalization is used to reduce you to a subject or a slave. And these emails make statements like the United States is not a corporation, a dollar is a certain weight of silver, when in fact a dollar is a unit of measurement, and ignorance after ignorance just laid on, which is very embarrassing for the party that's sending out the email. So let me repeat my offer that I made to one of the lawmen in particular, not an attorney, but one of the lawmen in particular, a fellow by the name of Tom Cryer, who I understand is a nice enough gentleman, even though he sends out the most hellaciously disparaging emails about me when he's never met me, doesn't know me, has no idea if the things that I'm mentioning are verifiable or not, but jumps to the conclusion that they're not without ever contacting me. My offer stands. Just all Tom Cryer has to do is contact me directly. I'm not hard to find. My email address is restore.america@hotmail.com, and I'll be happy to arrange a direct telephone call with the party from that one particular case I mentioned on January 27th that was truly a treatise in how to deal with the United States Federal Corporation. I mentioned last week, you might want to listen to the program, I read some emails about two cases that disappeared, and we had that's common practice, cases that embarrass the United States into admitting that it does not have jurisdiction over a living man. For the attorneys out there, it only has jurisdiction over U.S. subjects that you identify as U.S. subjects / defendants / residents / citizens. And this one fellow from that January 27th program did something most unique. I got a real kick out of it a few weeks ago, and I just found out yesterday that foreclosure case was in fact dismissed and pulled right off of the docket. Disappeared. I don't want to give you tremendous details on it, but it's very simple. They did some land procedures and a certain deeding process to take it away from the corporate fiction, corporate county filing system. And then they did something which they probably did not get the idea from me, but I actually suggested this idea a number of years ago. I've told the story on the radio before. I was about to discuss the idea with Cindy the very day that she was arrested. I called up and Byron said, hey, she was taken in. Well, she was taken in on Friday. I called on Sunday, as I recall. And this was the idea of suing ourselves or suing our straw party, or, as I discussed, I believe last year in September, suing a friend. How many times did I discuss suing a friend and using that judgment? Well, this fellow went a step further. This is one of the most clever things I've ever seen. He executed a common lien, which I have not yet seen, but I'm going to presume it's similar to a common law lien, but it's not common law, against a friend of his, another sovereign, who was involved in a foreclosure situation. And the property had already been corrected through the land record, so to speak. Turn after the break, hysterical, very brief story about a little method he used, and the whole case just up and disappeared, my friend. Okay, we'll be back with that and our discussion of dealing with a summons. We'll have plenty of time for that in detail.
Okay. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back, my friends. All right, as I was saying before the break, so we had a foreclosure situation, and most of the correction had been done with certain land documents that were designed, and these will be some of the things we will probably give a sneak peek or sneak preview of at the Law Merchant Retreat. These were designed to take the land out from the fiction county and return it to the county, the real county. And those were done. And then what this fellow did was, after drawing up a common lien against his friend who was whose straw party of a misnomered relationship, the persona designata, was involved in the foreclosure. So this friend of mine, the one who kicked their butt so royally on January 20th, as I reviewed on the January 27th program in Federal District Court, turned around and drew up a simple notice of a hearing to be held regarding the foreclosure, his foreclosure, against the other living man on the common lien. And he set an actual hearing date in their courtroom. He's very brazen. He knows who he is. He's very clever. He didn't ask them for a hearing. He scheduled the hearing. And it was scheduled This was down in one of the Carolinas. That's as specific as I'll say, and it was scheduled for sometime in June, and it wasn't June 1st. Well, that case was dismissed and disappeared. They wanted no part of the living men. And that's the point we're hoping to achieve nationwide, get people to the point where they can think creatively like that and make the attorney ruling class in their ivory towers and their intimidation institutions understand the limits of who they are and certainly understand who they are not. A good place to start tonight, instead of starting with the summons and complaint, by the way, congratulations on that case. You folks know I have not mentioned his name on the air, but most of you who attend the retreats know who that fellow is, and that's why I've been bringing it up on the air about these lawmen who brazenly come out and accuse someone such as myself of lying about these things, because they're embarrassing themselves and they're injuring their own reputations, and I have no malice for any man, and I would just as soon like to see them sit down and have an open dialogue with a fellow like me rather than continue to injure their own reputations. All right, onward to tonight's subject matter. Before we move into summonses, why don't we talk about these procedures that I've mentioned in context of dealing with an attorney? Because I think it applies to what we were just talking with and many of the situations that you're facing as well. You know, I get many, many emails saying, how do I fire my attorney? What do I do with this guy? He's a problem. He doesn't know what he's doing. We went out in the hallway. He said this, that, the other thing. He's willing to put in an affidavit identifying me as the straw party legal fiction defendant and so on. Well, let me tell you this. There are some very easy methods to educate a reluctant attorney about commerce. I have never met an attorney who, when I decided to intervene, did not quickly discover how much risk he was in and tuck his little tail and run the other way. And the reason for that is because commercial procedures can be responsible for seizing his bond and rendering him uninsurable and unemployable for public service. And let me tell you, three of the ways that we have done that or would do that in situations. The first that comes to mind is, if I was ever so brain injured that I sat in a courtroom and an attorney, against my specific directions, grabbed me by my elbow and hauled me to my feet when I had told him, I will not be identified as the defendant, I will take control of this case the way I intend, and you had better not interfere. And if he disobeyed that and took my elbow and hoisted me to my feet, first of all, once I was done placing him under arrest for the assault and the battery, if it had happened to me and I was brain injured and I left the courtroom having suffered the consequences of having had a plea entered for me in place of the defendant, or having suffered the arraignment, or having been identified as this is my client, the defendant, then when I was out of that courtroom, I would put a simple affidavit of obligation together, and I would list the circumstances. On such and such a day, he was instructed not to, this is what happened, and here's how much we charge for it. And I would have that affidavit of obligation served on him through notary process, with a true bill attached. And if he's so arrogant as to think commercial procedures don't work, he's probably going to ignore it, which is the easiest way that we can deal with him. It just makes my job easier. Because 10 days later, when the notary certifies his dishonor, I'm going to use the tax remedies in the manner we'll discuss when I come back, and I'm going to seize his bond. Now, I'm not recommending anyone do that, but that's certainly what I would do if I was dumb enough to be caught in that situation. My friends, please don't go away. We'll be back in just a moment to discuss how we would apply the BIC procedures to this particular situation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love for God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. Let Bible Prophecy explain. Send for free materials to The Bible Says Ministry, P.O. Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. All right. So, I would take, we're discussing how, if I had been provided a disservice or a misservice by an attorney in open court that identified me as a defendant, what procedure I would do regarding the attorney's liability to me thereof. People always say, well, how can I nail him? It's not about nailing him. It's not about charging him. In a case like this, it's very much about removing that attorney from the process and making sure that he honors his commitments. So I would take that affidavit of obligation and I would send it to him using notary administrative process, noting that his answer has to be verified to qualify as a lawful rebuttal, to rise to the level of being a rebuttal of a sworn statement. And I would include a true bill, of course, as I mentioned, and a little note that just writing on his letterhead, I reject all statements in your affidavit, would simply not cut it as a rebuttal. And after the notary certifies his failure to respond or to respond with a verified statement, in other words, an immaterial response, not a substantive response, then I would send an opportunity to cure, which we all have in the past called a notice of fault, and then maybe three or seven days later I would send a notice of default, and I would transform this contract that we've established, this commercial lien, into, excuse me, this contract that we've established into a commercial lien. In other words, I would transform this obligation into, this affidavit of obligation into a financial obligation to me for the fact that the lien is not rebutted and stands as truth. And then, I would probably, knowing me, I would probably issue a warrant against the poor, demented attorney's bond in fiction, and I would send it along to IRS using either the ZYA process or the warrant or both, or perhaps the 1099A process, and instruct them to collect the liability using those very tax remedies. And I'm certainly not suggesting anyone out there should do that if they've been wronged by one of these attorneys, but it's certainly the premier way that I would probably handle the situation once I got done with rescinding my participation, my consent to any of the damage that he had perpetrated on my position as a sovereign man. Other procedures we've done in the past in those circumstances would be to make him an offer he can't refuse and wait to see how quickly his knowledge of commerce transforms. Sometimes it's very quick. They call up desperate on the phone and say, hey, how do we get out of this? How do we stop this from going forward? And the way one might do that is to ask him to state a claim. If you or your client have a claim, please state it. Now, if he doesn't state a claim, he's lost any right to litigate without his own neck being in the noose for lying to the court that there's a controversy, a justiciable controversy. Or he'll go ahead and state a claim, at which point we pay it with a secured promissory note, a fully secured cash equivalent instrument, a demand deposit instrument. And we might even give him the opportunity to file the 1099 OID. How do we do that? Well, that's the essence of the BIC Turbo 9 and the BIC Turbo 8.3 process that we'll be introducing at the seminar. Here's how we do it. We send a letter along that basically says, and this is just off the top of my head, please find a 1099 OID, or we're requesting that you exhibit a 1099 OID indicating you have paid the tax on the withholding, on the tax that's being withheld, and or if you elect not to complete such a form, then here's a W-9 for you to return your social securities or your tax identification numbers to me through the notary. And that way, we give him an opportunity to properly report the taxes on the transaction. And we tell him that if he fails to provide that form or provide the tax identification numbers, that that will be deemed his consent to file the forms on his behalf, his waiver of all rights to protest, and his confession of obstructing the tax laws of the United States. Now, the notary doesn't tell him he's doing that, but the notary in her letter, or you in your letter, but the notary in her letter would state that the certification of your failure to perform in 10 days will certify that you received notice that your failure to perform would be deemed a confession to obstructing the tax laws of the United States, a misappropriation of funds if there was a transfer of funds, and consent to file the appropriate tax forms in the case, and a waiver of all rights to object, protest, appeal, and so on. So with that in tow, then we can go ahead in good conscience and provide the 1099 OID or the 1099 OID and 1099A if one is using the A method we discussed a week or two ago, or even a Form 8300. Now, that's an interesting point, and I want to make it clear, I'm not recommending anyone use any of these forms, especially an 8300. I had a very good friend who was sent to prison for years for using an 8300. But it wasn't really the use of the 8300 that was the cause of him being sent. It was the improper use of the 8300. I don't recall if we discussed this a week or so ago, so let me just mention it again. Why do you suppose that with all of these OIDs that are floating around and a manual of prosecution that every prosecutor in the country has seen, giving them 100 different codes from Klein conspiracies to fraudulent instruments that they can and should prosecute anyone on. And by the way, those instructional documents tell them if someone's done a lot of BOEs, you may wish to prosecute it. If someone's done a BOE and an 8300, in other words, they're looking for patterns so they can prove to a jury that you had bad intentions. And by the way, that also appeared in the attorney's email, the problems they have preparing for a jury. What sovereign man in his right mind would let it get to the point of going to a jury? Am I right, my friends? Would you want to be sitting before a jury and having an attorney argue for you, well, he had good intentions, even though he used 40 bills of exchange written against the Department of Treasury, or he used 40 closed account checks? That email that was circulating also mentioned bills of exchange. My friends, I hope after 5 years of hearing people beg you not to use bills of exchange as currency, that no one out there is using them, despite the fact that a couple of guys in California decided to use them again, I believe during the middle summer or fall of 2007. So those are not even current issues, are they? Promissory notes are what we're using. And the promissory note, you should all understand, if you intend to ever use a promissory note, what are you promising? You are promising to back that note with your full faith and credit, your labor and your good intentions, and nothing more. That's what it's backed by. So if someone from Secret Service or FBI comes and talks with you and says, well, I'm going to deem this a fraudulent instrument, the first words out of your mouth are, oh, you are. Well, let's read it out loud. Why don't you read that first sentence? I hereby pledge to back this instrument, or language to that effect. This instrument is backed by my pledge of my labor or my full faith and credit. This instrument is backed by the full faith and credit of the maker. You're not drawing it against a fictitious treasury account, are you? And you should not be. You're drawing against your own labor. And who among you does not have the right to draw against your own labor? If you are a fiction or an attorney and you believe you don't have a right to issue a promissory note, then you believe you're a fiction and someone else owns your labor. And the party that owns your labor would be the United States Federal Corporation. But if you don't believe that you're a puppet subject of the United States Federal Corporation, then you have every right to pledge your labor to any cause you so choose. I'm a living man. I'll pledge my labor where I want. Excuse me, sir. Do you own a home? Did you buy it outright, or did you sign a promissory note to the bank? Well, if you deem this, do you happen to have a notice of dishonor from Treasury? Oh, no. Do you have a notice of a certificate of protest from Treasury? No. Does it say anywhere it's written against Treasury? No. Does it say it's payable to Treasury? So you mean to tell me you're going to sit here and misappropriate funds that are intended to be deposited with Treasury and you're going to sit on them for your own use? Well, let me suggest before you fill out an affidavit stating that based upon information and belief, I believe this is a bogus instrument. They actually put bogus in those affidavits. Based upon our conversation here today, which has been recorded, I suggest you would not want to place your career in such jeopardy, and perhaps you should place this instrument with the party where it belongs and find out why he has misappropriated the funds by giving it to you instead of to the Secretary of the Treasury. Now, wouldn't that be an appropriate response to an FBI agent or a Secret Service or someone from the Commissioner of the Currency, the Controller of the Currency? And not with the attitude, I'm bringing this out with some melodrama for you folks, but certainly you would want to have a credible discussion that would be intended to educate the party as to the statements he's making. I'm going to deem this to be a bogus instrument, and find out precisely why he's not doing his job in making sure that those funds are not inappropriated. There are no funds in the United States that are not backed by the labor of a living man, and if there are, I defy you to bring them forth, call in the program, and identify them to me. And I'll be happy to entertain that discussion from anybody, from, it doesn't matter, attorney, non-attorney, living or dead. We'll even take calls from the afterlife. Bring it to the forefront and show me where an instrument under public policy since 1933 is not backed by the labor of a living man. So anyway, we would take that knowledge and pay with a promissory note, pay that obligation that the attorney states in his response, and then transfer the liability to him. As a payer, I certainly believe that I can fill out a 1099 OID on behalf of the Straw Party Trust listing me as the source of the funds. I paid twice in 1933 and again in 2008 when I paid the attorney for the claim. And so now I'm going to report that on an OID and claim a return of the funds on a 1040. That's the way I'm doing it. I don't advocate anyone else necessarily do that. But that is the same principle, using a BIC instrument to pay in the simplest manner possible. BIC Essence is the simplest manner. BIC Turbo is the next simplest manner. And you know what I'm going to do? I will send to all of the confirmed attendees a copy of BIC Turbo and Turbo 9 in advance with your pledge that you will not use it, distribute it. The only thing you'll do is use it for entertainment prior to the retreat. But you'll see the pattern is the same. We pay it using notary process, and then we stand behind our obligation, and we report the transaction that the Straw Party participated in. And that leads me back to the 8300. Why? When they were arresting people who used 8300s, which is a form that reports a cash payment in excess of $10,000, why, when those were being used against judges years ago, did they arrest practically every one of them? And today there are thousands of OIDs and dozens of threats from judges. If you put in a tax document, I'm going to arrest you. And yet almost no prosecutions. Why is that? Let me suggest that the reasons are many. Number one, we use notary process now. We know how to use it. We know how to gain their consent. Sometimes we just go ahead and use the documents without their consent. But very often we apply for the consent, and applying for their consent is the essence of the BIC Turbo 9 and the BIC Turbo 8.3 process. And that slows us down a little because first we need to gain their consent, and then we need to actually provide the tax filings. But that's one of the main reasons, two of the main reasons that you haven't seen prosecutions, because we gain their consent. And even prosecutors in their little ivory towers understand the concept of default, that if the party failed to respond and the notary certified they consented, they consented. Secondly, because we make it known to them that they will be held accountable for obstruction of those tax laws, and the way we hold them accountable is through the very tax laws that they fear as much as anyone else. Thirdly, notary process, as I mentioned, every step of the way documented for the record. Fourthly, the level of our communication has increased. We're not threatening anymore. We're not doing stupid things. Hopefully we're not. Hopefully you're not. We are laying it out succinctly. Here's what I expect of you. Here's what I'm going to do if you don't. And that's the end of the story. Fourthly, we're willing to go in there for 3 days or 30 days or whatever it takes while they sit outside worrying with increasing ferocity as to their own risks, perils, and liabilities. Five, we're not working alone anymore. Each of us have friends that we've built in the networks, these lifelong networks that were established at the law merchant retreats. And there are probably a whole bunch of other reasons as well. Oh, how about this? Six, we know how to fill the forms out now. Number seven, we're using Form 56 to appoint them as the fiduciary. Number eight, we are seeking the audit opportunity and not running away from it. So I suggest that they're asking for books and records that can be used to one's advantage. For instance, I would have no qualm about appearing for Books and Records. My records are simple. Promissory notes, copies of the commercial liens, copies of my notary certificates. These are my records. These indicate the true record that exists. As to any other records I've never heard of, and someone pointed this out to me the other day on the phone, someone you all know very well, most of you know very well, he's never heard of a warrant being issued for specific records. Because all you have to do is sit there and say, excuse me, is this a criminal investigation? Yes. Can I be injured can my words be used against me? Can my information be used against me? Yes. Well, then I'll keep it in this box here, but I'll be happy to answer any specific questions that you have relating to those books and records. That's just one of the simple strategies that someone can use if you're not experienced in these matters. That music, folks, means we're heading to a 3-minute break. We're going to continue this discussion and segue right into the summons and complaint invitation to show you how we would apply these technologies and the abatement choice as well. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a walking on it.
Welcome back, my friends. All right. Just for the record, let me repeat what I said a moment ago, that you don't want to have an attitude when you're dealing with these folks. These folks are just doing their job. Now, yes, history is replete with lessons about groups of people that were just doing their job that did horrendous acts of cruelty. In fact, all day on one of the cable networks today, they played that series Band of Brothers from HBO, and I remember there was that episode, it was towards the end of the series, as I recall, where they discovered the concentration camps in Germany. And if you've ever seen the newsreels of those, I remember seeing them as a kid, and they scared the living daylights out of me. I remember having nightmares. It was gruesome, and you understand that people lose their divinity and become lost up in duty and in process. So it's your duty to shoot someone for lack of a piece of paper. Well, yes. It's your duty to wreck people's lives. Well, yes, but they don't think of it in those terms. They're trained not to think of it in those terms. And to that degree, they're innocence. That's I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T-S, innocence. Even though no one is truly innocent, but they are in a sense in that they know not what they do. They're just there trying to do their job. And so you'll be surprised at how you can get through to some of these people and identify to them, look, isn't that fascinating that the instrument is not drawn against anything, and whoever told you it's bogus or whoever told you to say it's bogus, however you were instructed, was wrong here. And so now maybe we can correct this and get on with our business. But I'm not going to volunteer to confess, which is, of course, what they come in looking for. So watch your temperament and treat people with respect. Agree with thine adversary quickly, right? And for the record, for any attorneys or their agents listening tonight, by the way, most attorneys and most of you listening do not know the definition of the term. Do you know the definition of the term attorney? It's an agent, that's all. And if you're asked, are you an attorney, many of you can lawfully, legally, morally, and properly say, yes, I am. I'm an attorney in fact. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you've been appointed by anyone. It's in contrast to being an attorney in fiction or an attorney at law. I've yet to meet the attorney who's ever turned around and questioned his own letterhead and said, why do we call ourselves at law? Why aren't we not in law? Why are we walking around the fringes? Well, because there is no law. It was combined with admiralty and equity, and hence, poof, disappeared. But for the record, we do not use and have not used or suggested the use of BOEs in many years. In fact, I never suggested BOEs. I always talked against it. We do not write instruments against the Department of Treasury. We use promissory notes, and promissory notes that are backed by our own full faith and credit, and we don't argue or charge anyone. Wouldn't you like to spend your life with people who live by that code and philosophy, at least in commerce? Folks, that music means we've come to the end of the first hour. And we're going to keep up this fast pace now that I have my energy back after that illness. And we'll be back after a one-minute station identification to answer the question, how would I, meaning you, handle a summons and complaint that comes in tomorrow morning's mail? Please, don't go away.
Men.